When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you are hungry for lunch or dinner today and have no plans for that yet, I would invite you to make the drive to Ashland, whether you live in Lincoln, Omaha, or anywhere surrounding us.
If you live in Ashland, can you still go?
You certainly could, Bill.
That's got to be an advantage. Yeah. It's got to be an advantage. I talked to Mark the auctioneer at the Omaha Gross event, and he goes 3 times a week.
We're talking about Ruhlman Steakhouse, of course, Highway 6 in Ashland. Wonderful steak options. I had the wood-fired chicken on Sunday. It was excellent. And, of course, the cookie skillet also.
Jake says he doesn't do a steak for lunch, and he went with the wood-fired chicken. He said it was incredible.
It was really good.
Wood-fired.
Wood-fired. That's it. On yes. It says wood-fired chicken, half chicken. It was really good.
I had a picture the other day sent to me from the lawyer of the stars, Steve Mossman.
Yes.
And he's like, you know, where do you think we're at? And I'm like, I can tell you where you're at because I see a giant cooler of aged meats in the back. And he's like, you're right, Ruhlman's.
Jeez.
The size of the cooler that they have for their aging meats is the largest, probably has to be the largest in the state. And Phil manages the dry aged beef himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wow. Incredible. With Keneally Angus beef.
Keneally Angus beef, yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you'd like to see this for yourself, Phil. Lunch and dinner, Ruhlman's Steakhouse. See the grand piano out there. See the wonderful bar with the ladder.
Phil will give you a tour also.
He will.
And you want to see the photos.
The
photos mean something.
They had 500 people there on Saturday night and 40 with Ty Robinson's group also to celebrate him getting drafted. It's a big deal.
So Ty's...
Check it out.
Ty gets drafted to the Super Bowl champions, and his first thought is to go where?
Ruhlman's.
Enough said.
That's beautiful. A good sell right there for them. Yeah, Ruhlman Steakhouse, Highway 6 in Ashland. Go there today.
Phil.
You will not regret it at all. When Ashton Jeanty went 6th overall to the Raiders on Thursday, it was just the third time since 2018 a running back went in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Saquon Barkley went 2nd overall to the Giants in 2018. Bijan Robinson went to the Falcons, pick 8 2 years ago. And then, of course, Ashton Jeanty's 6th overall to the Raiders this year. And I asked the question because I saw CBS Sports put out an article, who could be the next Ashton Jeanty of a highly drafted player? Mm-hmm. And it made me think, what will we ever see the running back position get back to major importance in the NFL draft? We know it's important in the NFL, but in terms of high draft picks, it has not proven to be for years. Can that ever change? Or is that just the way it's going to be in football going forward?
What do you think, Bill?
I think it's a case-by-case study. Obviously Barkley went high, and how's it going? Really? You know, and also the amazing thing, Barkley, that was 2018, right? That
20, said yeah, it was 18. Yeah, yep.
I think so.
Think about that. I mean, he's been around a long time. His in general running back career is about over. That's about what it is in the NFL. At the time wise, the length that you play, you see some. Well, yeah, Derrick Henry played a long time. Running backs are not for long. I mean, it is a tough. It's a tough place to have heavy investment in,
yep,
just for the fact of because when the quarterback goes back to throw the ball, in general, there's four guys rushing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes another and a bonus one or here or there. So there is. So they're trying to get him. When the running back gets the ball, all 11 are trying to knock you out. So think about that. All 11 are trying to knock you out. And so when you're in battle, O-line, I always talk about O-line, D-line, they're in contact every play. But when you hand the ball to the running back, I tell you, I mean, it has to be a lot. And so when you think about running back, the position, what I think about the most is the ability and the power move of the big back is unbelievable. And Derrick Henry is special. But the ability to make you miss, the ability to get yards that the offensive coordinator was unable to do. All he was he put you one-on-one in the B gap with the safety, and you made him miss. And you can also do it where Genty does it with.
When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With strength and power through that situation. But the ability to make you miss, think of how many plays, and arguably, who would you say is the best running back potentially? Would it be Barry Sanders? I mean, very much so.
He could be.
And how many, if you went back and broke down his film and kind of said, what did the offensive coordinator set up and then what did he do on his own? It's ridiculous. The number of misses and people that he made miss. And Barkley can still do that too.
He can.
He can make you miss. Absolutely. So the ability and space to play. So when the coordinator can just go, oh, yeah, just that was good. Yeah, look at my playbook. And it's like, well, what happened there was it should have went for 3 yards and he made two guys miss. And mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden it went for 22, and now we're the number one offense in the country. Mm-hmm. And so that ability stands out to me a lot.
There's some names that CBS Sports listed in terms of this upcoming draft, potential next Ashton Genty's of high draft picks. Again, I don't think any of these really are going to be top 10 picks. The elite tier, there's only two running backs, Jeremiah Love, Notre Dame, and Nicholas Singleton of Penn State. See either of those guys anywhere near Genty's level next year.
I don't see it.
Good running backs, but Genty was just a different type of player this year. Yeah, I don't see either of those guys being a top 10 pick.
Those are the two best running backs?
Yeah, then they say Mekhi Hughes at Oregon, C.J. Baxter at Texas, and then two other ones, Justice Haynes, Michigan, and Jaden Ott, Oklahoma. It's all the list is possible guys that could potentially be high draft picks.
Well, here in late April, no.
Yeah, understand. It's late.
Seems a little light, though.
Yeah, it seems light to me.
Those names don't stand out.
There's not a bunch of names that just jump out because I don't think Singleton from Penn State, right?
Yes.
I don't see him as Barkley at Penn State.
No, he's not that explosive.
Yeah, they put two elite running backs, Jeremiah Love and Nicholas Singleton. That's their elite running backs this year.
There's no Adrian Peterson in that.
No, there sure is.
There's not.
No.
You knew that was going to – you knew going into his senior year, or did he come out? He probably came out. Going into his junior year. Yeah, there's no super freak in that.
No. But did we know that Genty was that good before this past year's
question? I think we did, yeah.
Nobody's pretty good. If you stop and think about, like, well, what could Genty have done? You know, where would he go to a team? I think if he's at Texas, I think they're national champions.
Ooh,
because Texas had so many injuries at running back.
Yeah,
if he's their starting running back, remember Ohio State? They're about ready to take the lead. Mm-hmm. Sack, fumble, Sawyer, mm-hmm. game over.
Yeah, they didn't have a.
It wasn't like the game was out of hand by any stretch, and they had a. So, but just think if he was on that team,
they probably win a national title. You're right. Yeah. They didn't have a traditional big, strong, reliable running back.
They had multiple injuries. They had multiple injuries.
And they were throwing to them. Yeah. I mean, they were very good receiving running backs. Yeah.
There's so many variables to the running back position. I've always said the ability to make you miss, the ability does he run angry. You need an angry running back. When he gets the ball, he has to run angry. Gentry ran angry.
Did. It's fun to watch.
He ran angry. And then the ability, the part that is uncoachable is his vision. It's just a natural vision. And there's some running backs you go, like, that guy never misses a cut. And then sometimes it's like he just ran right at the back of his O-line. What was that? Mm-hmm. And then the other ones are just so natural with what they're doing. So there's so many skill sets that go with being an elite running back. Sometimes you have the, like I said, that's why you see the running backs go in the fifth round. What was it? Had an incredible vision. Okay, that's not enough. It's not enough. It doesn't make you miss. It doesn't have this. Then the fourth thing that comes up, are you an every down back? Which means, can you protect? And now if you don't get a play if you can't protect.
Nope.
In the throw game. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of running back, still no update on Charmar Brown yesterday?
Nothing new.
Crickets.
He's just probably, he's leveraging, getting all the money he can. You know? So I don't know when that announcement will come.
Okay.
I really don't. It'd be nice if Nebraska got him.
I don't anticipate
that, though.
It would be nice. When we come back, the mailbag and song of the day on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.